This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Seeing Peakless Mountaineer and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. We kick off the second hour. We will take your calls and your thoughts about whatever happens to be on your mind. What we've been focusing on tonight is this potential for the U.S. federal government to default on its debts for the very first time ever, and what exactly that would mean. According to MarketWatch.com, since it's never happened before, and most people who are in the financial industry who create financial products, as you were pointing out, Peakless Mountaineer, these guys that create these money market funds or whatever that people put money into, and there's, you know, safe investments included in these investments, those include these treasury bills, which historically have always paid out. Now, they don't pay out much these days, but there was a time when they paid out more than they do today. And so if the federal government doesn't actually pay out on these bills when they come due, which the deadline could be sometime in October, according to what we're reading here tonight, then that could mean all manner of financial havoc. Because, first of all, computer systems weren't built with this in mind.
Right.
They figured the government would always be good.
What computer systems exactly? Just the treasuries? Systems are like...
Well, the treasury system is also
there's
broken.
All manner of automatic trading programs.
Right, so NASDAQ?
Yeah, stock market
exactly.
People. Yeah,
my goodness.
Oh, yeah. And so that's going to be the wild thing where if they manage to default on these things, so these computer programs will assume that they have been paid, so they will start spending money that isn't there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that is going to cause all kinds of havoc. And who knows, like, how much of that's going to get through and how much of it isn't going to get through.
Right.
So people will have been paid all over the place, money that wasn't there. And then when it goes to clear, which, because that's one of the complaints about cryptocurrency. It's like, oh, well, it took 5 whole minutes to spend it. And it's like, well, that's because that was the final clearing.
Yeah. Have you ever tried sending a check?
Yeah. And the final clearing of those kind of transactions can be weeks later. So that's...
Checks are so effed up. I mean, you can send a check to somebody. They deposit it in their account. Their account shows the increased balance, but it still hasn't even left your original account yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes literally days for all that to kind of get settled out.
Right.
And if it turns out that person didn't actually have the amount in their account, then the account that you deposited it into, they thought that the check had money in it, but it didn't. So then the money just disappears out of your account. You thought you had that money, so you already went and you tried to... I mean, it is just a... The current financial system is crazy.
And then they charge
crazy.
You for spending money that you didn't have.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? I gave you the money.
When I was living paycheck to paycheck, like doing Uber Eats, because I wasn't very like good at saving money and stuff, I was always getting $25 fees here and there because I went under because I didn't realize I should like take out my money yet because it looked like I had money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
This is a very common story with bank account holders. You don't have to stand in a bank more than 30 minutes before somebody will come in there and, you know, demand to know why these fees are on their account.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, sir, you spent money you didn't have.
Yeah,
well,
I would just beg them to reverse it, and I don't think there was ever a time that they didn't.
Well, and that's the thing. So if this defaulting starts, that's going to happen thousands of times a day in what was like the most trustworthy financial movers and shakers in the world.
Yeah.
So it's absolute chaos.
Yeah, and it's hard to predict what all of that's going to result in, because one thing failing is going to result in other things failing, and that'll result in other things failing.
And that's the thing. Like they can only clear so much, and they have to work extra hard when things get flagged. So if these things get flagged thousands of times a day, it's going to take them even longer to clear these out. So what was going to take a few days is now going to take a couple of months.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Rob is on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rob.
Good evening,
hey,
guys.
What's on your mind?
Hey, so, you know, there's no need of, you know, why the United States is in the position that it is in terms of, you know, you're being broke like this. I mean, in my eyes, and I think a lot of other people would agree with me, is that we could get out of this debt, you know, through the legalization of cannabis.
I don't think so.
Look what it's done for Colorado, Washington.
I guarantee you, if I pull up Colorado's state debt, they are not going to be out of debt. Now, Pecos Mountaineer, you happen to know a lot about Colorado. You've spent some time there.
I don't know offhand what their intake to output ratio is on. Like, I don't know if they're a net producer of taxes or a net consumer.
Well,
and that
I can
may
tell
also
you,
have changed at this point.
I can tell you one thing: they have debt. I'm pulling up their U.S. debt clock right now. According to, is it a handy website, usdebtclock.org, it shows you the main debt clock for the U.S. you know, federal government first, but then you can click on state debt clocks and look at each state. This says there is currently over $73.6 billion in debt for the state of Colorado. Now, I believe that means it is Colorado's state debt, not like their share of
right.
the U.S. debt. So, yeah, the fact that they've had legal marijuana there now for most of a decade, wasn't it 2012, I believe, when they passed legalization
of
marijuana in Colorado? So, yeah, almost an entire decade at this point. And they certainly haven't paid off their debt, because when government gets more money, they just spend it. You know, even if there was enough money in the taxes on marijuana in Colorado to pay off the Colorado state debt, they would never.
We can have a bigger budget.
Yeah, they had plans for that money when they increased that or they put those taxes into place. And the same thing's true. First of all, I don't think that if you did legalize those things at the federal level, that you would see enough revenue to do anything to $29 trillion.
I don't know
in
if
debt.
I'd support doing it that way either.
Sure. I mean, as libertarians, of course, we wouldn't support taxing cannabis, but the reality is that's exactly what the politicians would do if they legalized it, and that's what they've always done. So, yeah, $28.8 trillion is the current U.S. national debt. You know, you got to sell a lot of weed to put even a dent into that, Robert.
There's, like, a lot of different things they could be doing to make money if they actually cared. They don't care.
Okay, so how about this, though? If it's been legal in Colorado for 10 years, I mean, what's the gain and the loss been?
What do you mean by that, gain and the loss?
Well, I mean, was there any gain in the last 10 years? Did they make any money?
Well, I mean, there's plenty
of
companies that have been making money in Colorado.
And the state itself did make a lot of money from the taxes that they got off of legalizing marijuana.
Didn't the taxes that they received actually go beyond relatively quickly the taxes they received from alcohol sales?
I believe that's accurate.
I think
it
was like within 2 or 3 years it exceeded.
And I will say that one of the things about Colorado doing this, so they had sort of a soft open on legalizing marijuana by legalizing it recreationally, but making it incredibly easy to get those medical cards. So they had sort of with this many people buying this much, if we tax it this much, then it changes how many people buy it by this much. So they figured out exactly what the sweet spot was for getting the most out of their taxes with it before they did the full legalization, and then they were ready to put the exact number of tax on there that would be not enough to discourage people from getting it legally, but still give them the maximum amount of taxes.
Rob, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. There's no way out for the federal government. It doesn't matter what they tax, what they create, what they do, what they, you know, what's some new program they put into place. There's no way out of $28 trillion in debt, $29 trillion.
And
within moments.
That's what makes me just think they just don't care how much debt they're in. They just want to raise the ceiling.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. I mean, it's a pump and dump scheme. Like, there's no way out of the pump and dump scheme once you've begun it.
That's
like,
right.
You can't get out of a pyramid scheme. That's not how Ponzi schemes work. Like,
exactly.
It will collapse, and it's always been a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, and if they do raise the debt limit or get rid of the ceiling or whatever, they are still just delaying the inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens in October, that would be the best thing that could happen, rather than putting it off another year or mm-hmm. 5 years or 3 years or whatever. We're coming up here, 603-283-6160. We'll continue. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We've got Ian,
Nicholas Mountaineer,
and Bonnie.
And also, I want to make sure you know about Freedoms Phoenix. Great place to go to get every single day updates on the status of freedom around the planet. Science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. They cover all that and more over at freedomswithanSphoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Don't forget you can sign up for their daily digest and get it delivered right to your email address. It's freedomsphoenix.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, and we've been just kind of looking at this question of what happens when, because really it seems like more of a when rather than an if. Now, whether or not it's going to be in the month of October is really the big question. When the U.S. federal government defaults on its debt, what does that mean? Because it's never happened before, and what it sounds like it means is a cascading nightmare of financial calamity. Because computer systems and automated trading programs that you were mentioning, Pickles, mm-hmm. not here, they weren't written with this in mind.
Nope.
People that wrote these programs that do this automated trading and investing, you know, that stuff was done with the idea that treasuries would be paid when they said they would be paid. And if they're not, all manner of financial hell could break loose. And we'll continue with that. Coming
well, and this is why I still think that they're going to pay this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they might let a little bit of pain go through, but mm-hmm. I mean, I think it'd be really hard to keep having a career if you were part of the reason that we had a global economic catastrophe over your political grandstanding.
Well, I don't think that you're going to see people get... It doesn't matter what these politicians do. I mean, they can do anything they want to with screwing the American people, and they keep getting reelected. I mean, I don't think this would make any difference either. They would just say, well, you know, I did what I could and I voted against this or whatever. You know, they.
I don't know, man. If the Republicans in Congress manage to cause a global economic catastrophe themselves, then there's a really good chance that a lot of people are going to vote Democrat next year.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Jesse is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jesse. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just had a question about the vaccine mandate. There's any way out of that. My job just recently told me that I have to get fully vaccinated by November 15th, I believe it was.
Can I ask what industry this is? You don't have to say what the employer is, but what industry are you in?
I tend bar,
oh,
so
wow.
I'm at a resort.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, is there any way I can get out of that? I've heard of, you know, people doing religious freedom or whatever. I'm not religious, but if that works, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was curious about, like, the vaccine card. Is that in, like, a government registry? Or if I make myself up a little fake vaccine card, is that good enough?
Well, first of all, we're not attorneys, so we can't give you any legal advice here.
Of course, I understand.
But
yeah, that is high-risk behavior.
Yeah, I mean, I would say making up your own vaccine card is very, very high risk. I would not recommend going that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Government agencies take it real personal when you do things like use their names and or logos without their permission. So I would probably stay away from that one. But there are some doctors out there who are sane, and they, you know, they don't agree with what the mainstream is saying. So you may be able to get a doctor to issue you a medical exemption from the vaccine, and then you could tell your employer that you have a medical exemption. And if they demanded it, you could show it to them in that particular case, even though they shouldn't be demanding, you know, your personal medical information like that. But that's the world we live in now. So there is that as an option. Now, I don't know what that means legally, though. I don't know if an employer has any legal requirement to continue your employment. Like, if this employer is totally on board with the vaccine and that's what they want, that's, you know, they're a resort, so they want their customers to feel, because it's all about how they feel. It isn't anything about, like, actually keeping people safe or anything like that. We know that people with the vaccine can actually still get COVID and still spread COVID. So, you know, regardless of all the facts, you know, that might be true or false or whatever out there about this situation, there's what they want their customers to believe. And if what they want their customers to believe is that all of their employees have the vaccine, then it won't matter what medical exemption and or religious exemption you have. They won't carve it out for you. And
I don't know if they have any obligation to, and that's where my answer of I'm not a lawyer and I can't give you legal advice.
Now my question to you is, how do you feel about your employer requiring that you put something poisonous inside you? Because if my employer required me to put something poisonous in me, I might look for a new employer.
Well, yeah, I mean, so I've already had a frank discussion with my management team, and they're losing all their staff. I mean, they already have a hard enough time keeping people employed. It's interesting times right now.
Well, what do they say to you when you have these discussions?
You know, they basically asked me, are you going to be here after the 15th? And I said, probably not. You know, I don't, it's more on principle than anything to me,
sure.
You know. Nobody tells me what's in my body, you know what I mean? It's just not right. It's fundamentally wrong.
Well,
so
no,
that's
it's insane. I mean, this is experimental. Like, whatever else you might think about this, like, that is a fact. This is experimental.
Yep.
Now, I think it's poison, but I know for a fact it's experimental.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your fundamental belief, too, it sounds like you have grounds for a religious exemption.
Yeah.
Again, that's if the company would accept something like that. And if they would accept it, then what are they going to require you to go through? I know that our co-host, Nikki, who's a nurse, she said something like, okay, yeah, if she gets a religious exemption, then they're going to make her wear an N95 mask at all times. She won't be allowed to eat lunch with any of her co-workers. They're going to do everything they can to make life as an employee with them as difficult as possible. And it's like, you know, I can tell you one thing's true. You go downtown Keene, New Hampshire, and I know you're calling from New Hampshire, Jesse. You throw a rock, you're going to hit 15 businesses that have now hiring signs up. I suspect some of them are bars.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know if you're working at a resort, you're probably making good tips because the prices are high. So I'm sure that's probably a really nice bartending job, and you don't want to lose it. But, you know, I think you should just let the chips fall where they may and see what these people say. If you can get a medical exemption and they don't stick one of these swabs up your nose every 2 days to require that you have a constant, you know, check clean on testing.
On that note, I find it very interesting that that is not an option with this company. There's just no option for that.
Yeah.
You get vaccinated or you don't work for us.
Okay. Well, say goodbye then.
Yeah, I expect that with a resort, they probably have more than 100 employees. Just look for a bar that doesn't have 100 employees. They're probably not requiring this, and they probably need workers.
The best suggestion I've heard, though, is make them fire you. Don't.
Yeah,
well, after they fire you.
Yeah, don't put in a
resignation. I already told my boss that. I said, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to quit on this. You know, you're going to have to fire me, you know.
Okay.
At least just to go out, you know, it'll fit better with me, you know.
Well, and you are a hot commodity because you're a person willing to work right now.
Yeah.
Like, there is
a
shortage of workers everywhere.
Time. Thank you, Jesse, for your call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Keep showing up to work. Presume you're still, you know, scheduled until they tell you to go home. And you know what? If it were me, I'd pull up a video camera and get it on video and turn it into make it go viral. You know? Get every last drop out of this you possibly can. We got more coming up. Thank you, Jesse, for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal investigators are trying to piece together why an Amtrak train derailed in rural Montana over the weekend. Vice Chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Bruce Landsberg, telling reporters about the crash.
The derailment occurred on a gradual right-hand curve, and it occurred prior to reaching the switch that is there for a siding.
The deadly derailment killing three people and sending seven people to the hospital. The FBI is reporting an increase in violent crime for the first time in 4 years. The Bureau announcing its 2020 crime statistics on Monday, which shows more than a 5% increase compared to the year before. Murders and non-negligent manslaughter crimes also saw a dramatic increase of nearly 30%. This is USA Radio News. Police are scaling back the search for Brian Laundrie in a southwest Florida nature preserve. Northport police spokesman John Taylor telling media outlets the FBI is taking the lead in the hunt for Gabby Petito's fiancé, adding the search will be targeted based on intelligence. Dog the Bounty Hunter also searching for Laundrie.
We have a special hotline, 833-CALL-DOG, and we've gotten over 1,000 leads. So we've really, Francie and I really started this 2 days ago. So we're going through all those leads, right? It's incredible. Pictures of him here, there. We're going through all those leads right now. I would say within 48 hours, we probably will have a location where we start the tracking at.
President Biden has received a Pfizer booster shot. A masked-up Biden receiving his third shot on camera during an event at the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Just dial in. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is also brought to you by Intercoin. We talk a lot about cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live. And Intercoin is trying to do something a little bit different. You can go to intercoin.org to learn about them. They help businesses or organizations launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. So if there's a token you want to launch or an app that you want to build for your community, you can go to intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there at intercoin.org, you can get some of the Intercoin investor tokens for yourself over at intercoin.org. It's Ian Pikulas Mountaineer and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. We've been talking about the potential for a default on the national debt and exactly what that would mean, because it has never happened before. And according to MSN.com, Treasury officials face an unusually difficult task this fall in projecting precisely when the federal government will no longer be able to pay its bills. Now, that's how bad they are at handling money. They're like, well, we don't really know. COVID is the reason. We don't have any idea how quickly we're spending people's money.
There's a flu.
Yep, there was a flu.
And the other flu disappeared.
We can't pay our bills when there's a virus in existence.
And as they point out here, it could trigger a default and plunge America into an economic recession. Hey, I got news for you. We may already be in an economic recession.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are definitely in an economic recession. Now, they work very hard to obscure that fact.
That's right.
Like, very hard.
Well, we were just talking the other day about how Federal Reserve officials were under some scrutiny recently. Not because they're scamming people by printing a ton of money. No, the mainstream media doesn't care about that. That's normal. But they were caught buying investments and holding, rather, investments that the Federal Reserve itself was buying and to shore up those marketplaces during COVID. So they were, like, you know, buying stocks and buying, you know, all these different bonds or whatever. And, like, you're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to hold the very same investments that the Federal Reserve, which has an unlimited amount of money, can then use to buy things in those same marketplaces. So that's what they were caught
doing. Insider trading.
Basically, yeah. Although it was, according to their rules, it was completely legal for them to do that. Although that said, the Boston Fed president has apparently now resigned, just, you know, by coincidence. Maybe he doesn't want to go down with the ship.
Mm.
But according to MSN.com, traditionally, Treasury staff rely on historical trends of government spending and economic activity to estimate the cash balance of the federal government. But that task is significantly more complicated this year. The United States and world economies remain in an unusual state of flux because of the pandemic, leading to unpredictable fluctuations in monthly tax receipts. And the U.S. is currently administering dozens of new COVID-related economic programs that have no precedent, making the amount of cash they will spend hard to model. The uncertainty in the Treasury's projections over when the government will default, a deadline known by budget experts as the so-called X date, exacerbates the danger of the ongoing congressional brinkmanship over the nation's fiscal soundness. Congressional Republicans are refusing to help Democrats raise or suspend the debt ceiling to authorize the amount of borrowing required by laws already passed by both parties. Treasury has deployed a series of emergency measures, as we discussed earlier, to allow it to meet its current obligations, such as delaying certain payments until the matter is resolved. And Peekless Mountain, you pointed out, they're probably delaying payments to themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They loan themselves money. But it is rapidly running out of these options amid this legislative standoff. One senior Treasury official who spoke on the condition of anonymity described internal matters as, quote, "It's always very hard to predict the cash flow of the government, but it's important to understand that it is particularly hard to do projections now." Some lawmakers have said
now,
during COVID. Oh. Yeah. Some lawmakers have said the Treasury Department is bluffing, essentially trying to scaremonger Congress. Senator Patrick Toomey from Pennsylvania said the Treasury would prioritize payments on its debt even if the debt ceiling isn't increased so that it wouldn't technically default if Congress doesn't act. In the past, Treasury officials have looked at whether they could prioritize these payments and delay other payments as a way to manage its cash flow in a crisis-type situation. But even steps like those aren't expected to calm investors. The closer Treasury comes to the X date, the more investors will dump short-term Treasury debt, a move that could lead to panic on Wall Street and in Washington. Now, Peekless, you're big into investments and such. What does that mean, dumping short-term Treasury debt? They right. hold it, so they want to sell it off to some other sucker?
Right. So so your Treasury bonds come in different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So
different weeks, right?
Yeah, exactly. Weeks. So you can have, like, a 52-week one or...
Paying all of 0.07%.
Right, right. Or you can have, one that pays off in a year, you can have one that pays off in 5 years, and they'll give you a different rate for those different ones.
Right.
And all of the short-term ones, so that's the thing, like, if they stop paying these, then your long-term bets are more likely to get paid off than your short-term ones, which is a very strange situation. So they will be more worried about their short-term ones getting paid. Because otherwise you're just...
Because those are due now, yeah. And they figure, well, eventually they'll get this figured out.
Because otherwise you are stuck holding the bag.
Mm-hmm.
You are still loaning them money, but they're not paying any interest on the fact that you are loaning it. Right. Because you said, I'll do this for a year, and they said, well, you're going to do it for more than a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, no, no. Our deal was for this number of weeks.
But you can't hold anything over their head.
If you add an additional week on here, then you were supposed to pay me, and they go, no.
Well, maybe they will, you know, if they can print more money out, right? Like if the debt ceiling gets raised or eliminated entirely, then what's holding them back? And what would hold them back anyway from just printing more money and satisfying these,
well,
these debts?
Well, and so one of the things that, that might very well happen is that they, the money that they owe their employees might suddenly go to their
treasury
bonds instead of to the employees that they owe money for, you know, working for the government.
Oh.
So that's one of the things that they can shift around a little bit. Or
how many more weeks will they keep coming in if they're not getting paid?
Indeed. Or they might have to pull it from like a welfare program or from this or from that. And either way, you're going to get a lot of upset people because...
Unless they do what you hinted at earlier, which is to, let's say, cross the Rubicon, so to speak, and make it so they can just turn on the printing press as well. Because right now there's a there's a system where, in order to fund itself, the government sells these bonds. And if you and I or China or whoever goes ahead and buys the bonds, well, fine and dandy. They've got the money coming in. The bonds have been sold. But if China's like, no, it looks like you guys are going to default. No, we're not going to buy the bonds. And if the average individual says, no, that's okay, we'll just go ahead and invest in this cryptocurrency over here or gold or something like that, and they don't buy the bonds, then the Federal Reserve comes in, right? They're the buyer of last resort. That's their main, one of their main functions is to buy up any treasury bonds that the government needs to offer in order to fund the federal government. So... what stops them? So I guess what you were saying is they want to get rid of, ultimately, the true, like, maximum inflationist spender types. They want to get rid of any kind of limit on this to where then...
And you still have a problem there, because if these other investors watch them do this, they are going to be even more inclined to not have this debt. Because, oh, you're cheating. Well, I don't want to hold on
to
it.
So they dump them.
Exactly. And then you end up with a...
But who would buy it?
Right, and then you end up with a nightmare scenario where they are, because you have to lower the price then, because no one wants these things.
Right, right. So you would
end up selling these treasury bonds, for less than they you put in the first place.
Yeah. So if you had $1,000 worth, you would sell them for $700 or something, whatever you could get for them.
And that just crashes the entire system.
We're coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, looking at the potential effects of what is likely to come. This is Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. We've been focusing on the potential disaster financially that is looming. The question really is only when, not, I don't think, likely if this thing is going to strike. But what's it going to mean if the U.S. government defaults, or when the government defaults on its debt for the very first time? How soon will it happen? Well, they're saying it could be as soon as next month sometime, with a so-called X date. And we've been explaining what that is exactly and what these consequences might be. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Pennsylvania is where Sydney is on the line. Hello, Sydney. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about Julian Assange. Yahoo News just came out with a report. The CIA plotted to kidnap, render, assassinate, otherwise disrupt Julian Assange. It had the people that work with him. Other people that were considered as targets were Glenn Greenwald.
Wow.
Yep. So my question is...
Yeah, I've heard about this. Yeah, it was in my show prep.
Yeah, my question is the crime to of conspiracy to commit murder. It's a crime in the U.S. Code of Laws.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading at Cornell Law School online. It says 18 U.S. Code Section 1117. The crime to commit murder, you know, if you get together with other people and you conspire to commit murder and you can you do any overt act to further that plot, you may be considered guilty of murder.
But there's a carve-out.
There's also a crime against kidnapping people, but the police do that every day.
Yeah, see, there's a carve-out to the crime of murder, and that is if it's a legal process of taking someone's life, like dropping a bomb on some innocent people in Afghanistan, or, you know, possibly kidnapping Julian Assange and torturing him.
Yeah, the CIA has a license to kill.
Then it is a legal taking of life and is not defined as murder by the government.
Right, license to kill. So Julian Assange, he's not a U.S. citizen. He's an Australian. Mm-hmm. He's been in the U.K. He was in Ecuadorian embassy. Is he subject to U.S. law? Right now, Julian Assange is in prison in the U.K. for jumping bail for another crime that he committed in Europe, supposedly.
Actually, no, that's over. That was what he was originally imprisoned for, and those charges were dropped. He actually served his time to the UK government for skipping that bail. So he was supposed to be in jail for like a year, and so he served that time. So he's actually being held in the UK on potential extradition to the United States, which was initially denied by a UK judge earlier this year. I believe it was January of this year. The UK judge in that case denied the extradition. However, the US government is appealing the denial, and so therefore he is still sitting in a cage awaiting the appeal. That's the last I heard, and that was a few weeks ago when I checked.
But yeah, he was supposed to sit in the cage for a year, 52 weeks, and he's done that sentence, was dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy against his will, obviously.
Yep.
The administration's changed in Ecuador. They were trying to get him out of that embassy. There's allegations in the Yahoo News report that there were Russian agents trying to get him diplomatic immunity, trying to get him out to Russia, get him to an embassy in Russia for Ecuador, and eventually make it back either to Ecuador or some other country. It's the same situation with Edward Snowden, where you get caught in transit. They want the CIA in the report. They want to capture him somewhere in transit, or they want to get him before he can get to safety.
Well, as you were pointing out, it's not quite the same situation as with Edward Snowden, because Edward Snowden was an American. Like, Edward Snowden was born in America, and I mean, not by logic or philosophy, but by legal tradition, that makes him subject to America's rules. And it's absolutely not the case in Assange's case, because, like, no, he wasn't born in America.
He's never been here.
Naturalized.
Right.
So, yeah, no, it's absolutely insane. And last I heard, America's trying to charge him with treason.
Mm.
And, like, the very idea that you can have treason against a country that you aren't part of is just insane.
Yeah, correct. And so my point here is that Mike Pompeo, you know, he's CIA director, eventually State Department. Is he guilty of this crime because he is a U.S. citizen? Is he guilty of the conspiracy to commit murder?
I wish. I mean,
anybody at the CIA guilty of it? Eventually, they didn't go forward with it. But, WikiLeaks has on their Twitter feed right now footage of alleged CIA agents. They're conspiring in person, you know, them. Yeah, I don't know what citizenship those people are, but if there's any evidence whatsoever that these people actually went forward with this conspiracy, would they ever be held to account for it? I would say no. I'm not going to be naive and say, okay, yeah, they'll be held.
In a just world, they certainly would, but this is not that world.
Well,
and they are the CIA.
It's a lot like qualified immunity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it were just, then yes. But I'm certain that even if Pompeo was brought before a court, they would let him go.
Yeah.
My
last point would just be that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, show me something that they published that's not truthful.
Mm-hmm.
I first got aware of them when they published, footage basically of murder at U.S. citizens did in Iraq, mm-hmm. where they murdered two Reuters journalists and other people,
yep.
including children. Just recently in Afghanistan,
yep.
Joe Biden signed off on that attack. You don't know the people that you're killing, and you're going forward, and you're killing them gleefully. And it's not necessary. This needs to stop, and people need to be held accountable. Yep.
Well, in the case of Julian Assange, the truth has not set him free, sadly, and nor did it set free Daniel Hale, who was the most recent victim of the whistleblower targeting state. He blew the whistle on military droning, and he was sentenced to 45 months in prison as a result of doing that. So they go on to continually punish these people that tell us the truth about what this government gang is continually doing to kill innocent people all around the planet and torture and murder, and it just continues. They expect us to pay for this.
Well, and you say these people need to be brought to account, but here's the thing. There is a monopoly on courts. And just like every other thing, if you have a monopoly, then you get a terrible product.
Yep.
Yeah, the United States government's not going to go after the goons that they hired to do a job for doing the job that they hired them to do, or else nobody else would ever work for them being their goons.
Yeah, the goons love the protection. I mean, they know. In fact, it wasn't it the Manchester Police Department that actually advertised recently,
qualified immunity
was in the actual like job description of, hey, there's one of your benefits.
Yep.
Is you're not held responsible for any heads that you crack.
It was the only benefit they listed in this ad. They just said, including qualified immunity.
Yeah. Sydney, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. And, you know, they expect people are just going to keep on going along with it and keep on paying for all this. No, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just one story after the next. Corruption after the next corruption. Violence after the next violence. Murder after the next murder. I mean, how much of this do people... are they going to take? How much will you take before you finally say, you know what, enough, I'm not going to pay for this anymore, I'm not going to voluntarily obey these people anymore, we're going to secede, we're going to say goodbye, federal government, we don't want anything else to do with you. I mean, if it's not time now, when will it be time? How many more innocent lives must be terminated? How much more corruption can you handle? Because it's not like they're going to all of a sudden shape up. It doesn't matter who you elect. Doesn't matter if it's the Republicans or the Democrats, as we talked about earlier.
Well, and we all get raised with a myth. This myth that they are accountable to us.
Yeah.
They have never been accountable to us.
Nope.
They never will be accountable to us. I mean, you can statistically prove that what we want does not matter. There is a 30% chance of a given policy going through, whether it is universally hated or universally loved.
And right now, to come back to this money topic that we've been talking about, because that's what enables all of this, the unendingly printed federal dollar, because if they actually had gold behind the dollar, they would have had to have stopped the warmongering a long time ago. So they would have had to actually tax people to fund war. But the fact that they can print endlessly means they can endlessly bomb and they can endlessly murder.
And those are the two solutions, like you mentioned. So number one, the long-term solution is we have to break up.
Yes.
We have to secede. We have to be small, independent things that can make alliances with each other, but not be beholden to a big centralized thing. And the other, the thing that each individual can do today, is start using cryptocurrency.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever it is that you do, accept crypto for it.
Yeah, and that's an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a little bit of research, a little bit of a learning curve, but it doesn't take that long to learn the basics and start experimenting with it. 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is on the way. More about crossing the financial Rubicon and the X day.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.